for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Yeah, grazing is important to all aspects of land management.
That's Andra Erickson, who married into a cow-calf operation just north of Merced, California.
Yes, my husband's a fourth-generation cattle rancher, and my kids work on the ranch, so if they continue in that, they'll be fifth generation. I help with all aspects of the ranch work. I do the bookwork, but I also homeschool our kids so they can be a little more free to help.
She says marrying into a fourth-generation farm includes a lot of history.
He's fourth-generation, and obviously great-grandfather started back in the, I think, mid to late 1800s running cattle up around Yosemite and down in the valley, and he actually supplied beef to the workers up at Hetch Hetchy, and so there's a little bit of private ground that his family still owns up there where we stay in the fall when we're gathering our cattle off of the Forest Service up there. Somewhat primitive, but that's where we stay for a couple months while we're gathering.
We're talking with Andra Erickson, who married into a cow-calf operation just north of Merced, California, an area that has seen its share of wildfires in recent history. Erickson realizes the importance of cattle grazing for all aspects of land management.
Absolutely, especially on the forest cattle grazing and logging too. Both of those are very important to prevent wildfires. Most people don't know, but on the Forest Service ground, our cattle mostly eat brush. They eat the deer brush and other browse that, if that gets overgrown, that's what actually causes a lot of the fires, is the undergrowth in the brush. So they keep that down, they maintain that. And down here, where we are right now, it's very important that the cows graze. It's funny, you see areas where they haven't been grazed and there's a lot more weeds and the ground doesn't produce as much grass. So, yeah, grazing is important.
And that's Andra Erickson, who helps run a cow-calf operation north of Merced, California. Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Thanks, Bill.
You know, what we're seeing over time is that we're improving beef quality. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's Josh White, the Executive Director of Producer Education for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's speaking about that important beef quality audit.
We did the first one in 1991. So the 2016 audit was sort of the 25th anniversary. And really it was set up to look at quality aspects of beef and how we could do a better job delivering a great, you know, profitable product to consumers that they would enjoy. So back in the 90s, it was about injection sites, moving them to the shoulder away from valuable cuts where we were seeing injection site lesions. It was about reducing trim fat, some of that. And then it's evolved over the years. We do the quality audit every 5 years to benchmark against strategies from the previous audit. You know, what were we trying to improve?
White noted, of course, that the audit is all about increasing quality for consumers.
That's right. You know, what we're seeing over time is that we're improving beef quality. I mean, that's the bottom line. We've got more prime and high-end choice product to sell, which is what consumers want. At the same time, we're not adding an excessive amount of fat to the external of the animal that ends up being a waste. We're also, we look at things like mobility. So how are the cattle moving? We look at bruising. So how good of a job are we doing handling the cattle that leads to carcass issues, because we have to trim bruises out and we lose that product. So what we're seeing in those trends are cattle are moving better than they ever have on locomotion. That's a great animal welfare story, and it just makes sure that we're marketing those cattle in a timely manner. We're also seeing, you know, about the same amount of bruising, but the severity has gone down. So one of the things that farmers and ranchers can do is take a look at their cattle. The size of the cattle in some instances has gotten larger, but the equipment we use to move them or handle them hasn't, and that's where we see bruising. So on the top line or on the shoulders or hip. So right-sizing our equipment, trailers, you know, in the transportation side, all of that to reduce bruising would be a great outcome for the industry.
That's Josh White, the Executive Director of Producer Education for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. As always, your daily source for the American cattle industry. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.